Here's the word for us. Here's the encouraging thing. They're just like us. We're learning. That's what the word disciple means, learner. And he didn't give up on them. These were the ones who changed the world. At the cross, every one of them fled. The only people who stayed at the cross were the women. And then John eventually quit running and came back. And he was the only one that stood at the foot of the cross with him. But he fled originally. And yet, these are the ones he poured out his Spirit on who rocked the world in the book of Acts, who risked their lives, who were beaten, scourged by the Pharisees, and went out rejoicing that they had been counted worthy to suffer for his sake, who were told that if you don't stop performing miracles and preaching his name, we're going to kill you. They went right out and kept doing it. Let me just encourage you. Don't give up on yourself. And don't let the fact that other people give up on you be the defining thing in your life either. Jesus doesn't give up. He hasn't given up on you. He may be looking at you at times and me at times going, don't you see? Don't you understand yet? Don't you understand yet? Don't you understand yet? But the fact that you haven't left him, they didn't leave him. Remember in John chapter 6, when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, and all these people left. And Jesus looked at the 12, he said, you guys aren't going? They go, where are we going to go? Who else has words of eternal life? What was their qualifying thing that caused them to think, for things to finally get turned around and for them to begin to steward the kind of life and faith and influence and impact that he called them to? They just stayed. They just stayed. They made fools of themselves. They walked in unbelief. They cut ears off. But they didn't leave. And if that's all Jesus has to work with, that's enough for him. They just didn't leave. So just encouraging to you is that if you're frustrated with yourself because you've once again blown it, you've not believed or whatever for victory in a situation, he doesn't give up on you. As long as you haven't walked away, he's still working on you. Still working in you. And you've got the right stuff he can use. Just follow him. And he'll work in you. He's working in you both the will and the do of his good pleasure. Amen. Those disciples, I'm so grateful for them. They're such an encouragement to me. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.